Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, which is called Steps to the Spirit. My name is Chuck, and we are now in season number 4, and this is episode number 20. The name of this episode is The Promises, Part 16, and it's the summary. And in the description I wrote for this particular episode, I repeated the line from The Promises that they will always come to pass if we work for them. They will always materialize. And the reason I am doing that is because I guess I want to talk to those of you about this way of life, and those of you who aren't too sure about it and about giving yourself 100% to it. I'm doing this because my whole life now is dedicated to following what I think my spirit wants me to do, and I think my spirit wants me to explain to people, explain to humanity how important I know it is for folks to surrender, for folks to say that almighty, powerful yes to God. Now, here we have a beautiful program that I, again, think has been given to us through inspiration from God. And as clear as it seems to me, it's as clear as, like they say, the nose on your face. That, I mean, every other word in this program is about God. Not every other word, of course, but I'm exaggerating. But it is obvious to anybody who's reading it that this is a God-based way of life. And I'm certain that anyone who seriously does these steps, even if they leave God out or can't accept their spirit and God, I'm sure that some of these promises will come true for them. I am equally sure that they will not all come true until, that is, that yes is said to God, that decision to turn everything over to God, the sayings that we hear around the 12-step programs, let go and let God, there but for the grace of God go I. I can't handle it, God can, I think I'll let him. So I guess what I am doing with this final episode after the promises is begging people, asking you to please don't let the things that have manifested themselves in your lives, don't let those things keep you from re-examining the fact that God is out there. And re-examining the fact that God wants nothing for you but your good. And I'm sure that some of you have problems with when we were kids. I had problems too, that we were told things about God's going to punish you. And some of the doctrines that some churches have, and some of the things that the way we had to live our lives, because God would be angry if we didn't live our lives that way. These are things that I had to get over. I had to re-examine all of the things that I learned about God, and I had to filter them through what I believe is my spiritual self. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I've I've said it in my books, and I don't know that I've actually said this on the podcast or not, but we hear a lot of things about the Bible, the Talmud, any of the spiritual revered books that are supposedly guidelines for the different religious groups. And I'm going to tell you now my thoughts about those things. I don't necessarily believe any of them are true. I know that's a big statement, but there is not one iota that I can see in any of those writings that is proof that they are from God. And I remember when I was in parochial school that the line was that these things were inspired by God. And I'd say, well, how do we know they were inspired by God? Well, they just were. Or so-and-so, who is another writer in that book, says that this person that wrote these things was inspired by God. So what we have are men swearing to the fact that what other men wrote, who they didn't even know, is the truth. Now think about whether this would, if this happened in a court of law, well, what do you think the outcome would be? Someone might quote the Bible and the other attorney might stand up and say, I object. Hearsay. Well, couldn't it be that just about everything that you quoted, not just about, everything that you quoted in the Bible could be considered as hearsay? What proof is there that any of it is true? It's kind of like someone who's saying that Santa Claus is absolutely true, or the Easter Bunny. Why couldn't that have just as much credence as someone else or something else in the Bible? And you might say, well, the Easter Bunny, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's just not possible, right? But there are things that we hear in the Bible that are absolutely ludicrous, and we would think, if it wasn't that book, that it was impossible. So my feeling is, when I hear of something that, or read something, or I'm told something from either the Bible, or the Talmud, or the Quran, or any of the Bhagavad Gita, any of these holy books, I just don't automatically believe them because they were supposedly written by this great prophet, or they are seemingly the words of God. Because why? Because that person told us they are. What I do when I hear things like this is that I filter them through my spirit. Do I ask God in a prayer or whatever and say, God, is this the right thing? Is this what you've said? Is this what we're supposed to believe? No, I don't do that. I don't think of God as a pal or somebody who's going to answer me and answer my questions for me, because filtered through my brain, I'd probably make up some weird stuff. No, and I've said before that my method of prayer is purely listening. And as a result of listening, I believe certain things that I have heard in from spiritual books or from spiritual teachers or whatever. I believe them not because they said them, but because I have a sense from my spirit that they are the right thing. Now, you might say that this is quite the slippery slope. If I I could easily play tricks on myself, and because I want something to be right, I would say, oh yeah, my spirit says that that's correct. But I don't believe that at least my God will play games or play tricks with me in that respect. And I also believe that this program, if done the right way, the spiritual way, will allow us, or it won't allow us, to rationalize things that come from our spirit. And don't ask me how I know that something will come from my spirit or does come from there. I just do. And I can't explain to you how or why I do. And basically, I'm saying these things because I just want you to, if you haven't or if you've lost that spark, I would like to convince you to just give it another shot. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not asking you to say anything, to believe anything. I am only asking you to give it another shot and possibly let things come through your own spirit. And I guarantee you, if you make yourself available to your spirit, then you will have success and you will be getting some good answers and what do they say about one of the things they say about God? It's the initials for good, orderly direction. And the other thing would be, why do I spend my time doing this? I'm not making any money doing this, but I feel it's the right thing to do. I feel that God wants me to tell people about this, this way of life that I have. And the other thing is, and I hate to go here, but I truly believe I've seen so many statistics. And again, because of what I'm talking about, who knows where they're from and who knows how true they are. But I believe them. And one of those statistics is that out of all humankind, there will only be 2, 3, 5% of us that will have a good result of living our lives on Earth. And by living and by having a good result, I mean that we will be with God, whatever that might be. I don't know what that means. I don't know about heaven. I don't know about hell. I don't know about anything like that. I just don't know. All I know is when I have a good feeling for what I'm doing. And I need to tell you just one more thing before I'm finished. One of the things I believe is that God created us in his own image. And I truly believe that on some level, God has feelings. And again, I don't know what will happen to someone who doesn't say yes, who doesn't surrender to God. I think we can all go to churches and formal religion and all that, and that doesn't necessarily mean that I've said yes to God. It just means that I'm doing what's expected of me as a human being. But it doesn't mean that I've made the connection with my spirit that I need to make. But once again, I have no idea what's going to happen as a result of any of this when I die. But I only know what I feel and what I feel that my spirit tells me. And that is, if nothing else, I would maybe have the absence of God. And I think that would be a terrible thing. But what I was just saying a minute ago, I got sidetracked. I believe God has feelings. And I think for every single human being that doesn't say yes to God, that doesn't surrender, and I think God gives all of us a chance to do that over and over and over and over again in our lives. But I feel for every single person who doesn't do that, I think God has a feeling, a sense of loss of some sort. Hey, that's just me. I don't want it to be me. I don't want it to be you. So anyway, that's my little say-so. I'm not quite sure what we're going to be doing in the next episode. Maybe doing the steps over again. Maybe something else. But anyway, I'll see you next episode, and thank you very much for listening.